Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report Podcast on Disaster Recovery Business Impact Analysis. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Paul Kirvan, independent consultant specialising in business continuity and IT auditing. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is a business impact analysis? Where does it fit in the DR process and what are its aims? Over to you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be here. And business impact analysis, of course, is a very important activity in the business continuity process. So according to British Standard BS25999 Part 2, and this, is, of course, is the most widely used business continuity standard in the world, a business impact analysis is very simply the process of analyzing business functions and the effect that a business disruption might have upon them. Now, consequences of a disruption can include financial loss, reputational loss, and loss of competitive position. Now, this is, of course, in addition to potential loss of staff, loss of data, and even loss of access to buildings. BIAs are usually performed after the disaster recovery project has been launched, and prior to starting risk assessments. The BIA aims to identify critical business functions and the impact of a disruption to them and provides an important starting point for defining disaster recovery strategies that are used to respond to disruptive events. Well, according to BS25999, once BIAs are completed, the next step is to conduct risk assessments of the enterprise, its business units, operational infrastructure, internal and external risks and threats, and an analysis of any vulnerabilities. The BIA defines those parts of the enterprise that are deemed most critical. The risk analysis identifies and quantifies the risks, both internal and external, that threaten the operation of critical business units and processes defined by the BIA.
Thanks, Paul. The next question is, what exactly is involved in carrying out a business impact analysis? Over to you again.
Okay. BIAs are a fairly rigorous activity, and they require a significant amount of data gathering, interviewing, and analysis. Detailed questionnaires must be prepared, and interviews must be scheduled with key members of the organization. Research then identifies activities that support the organization's key products and services, identifies impacts resulting from the disruption to these activities, determines how these vary over time, establishes how long the organization can operate in the aftermath of a disruption, and defines the minimum operational levels the organization needs to function. As you can see, quite a bit of information to be gathered. The BIA seeks to categorize and prioritize business activities for recovery, to identify all internal and external dependencies associated with critical activities, to determine the amount of time required to resume critical activities, and estimate the resources that each critical activity will require for resumption of business. The BIA process is probably the longest running and also the most critical among all business continuity activities. And this, of course, includes disaster recovery. Now, the reason for this is that the discovery needed to gather relevant information about individual business units, the processes they perform, the systems and technology they use, the employees in the unit and their roles, and the unit's relationship to other internal departments and external organizations, such as vendors and regulatory organizations, is extensive. A lot of information to gather. Among the findings in a BIA are the people, process, and technology requirements needed to support critical business functions. From this information, we can also obtain metrics called Recovery Time Objectives, or RTOs. Now, RTOs are very important, and they estimate the maximum amount of time the business unit and or business function has in which to recover its systems, processes, and people, and then resume operations as close to normal as possible, given the circumstances of the disruption. Now, another BIA activity that is often a challenge is to determine the revenue impact of a particular business function. For example, total loss of a critical manufacturing function could result in a loss of millions of dollars in annual turnover. Other functions, such as accounting, may not have a direct relationship to revenue generation, but they're still critical, and their value to the organization is, of course, undisputed. Still another goal in a BIA is to identify the relationships and dependencies a business function has with other activities, both internal and external to the organization. This means defining what a critical business function needs from internal departments, such as human relations or IT, as well as external entities, such as vendors and supply chains. The degree of importance of relationships and dependencies varies with each business function. For example, a critical relationship and dependency for manufacturing might be the facilities management department. Facilities management ensures that such things as electrical power, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and fire protection are in place to support the manufacturing process. Now, a simple way to collect and organize the discovery data is to use a standard spreadsheet that can be organized to provide a place to store the results of interviews, and which can list each business unit, provide a detailed description of its processes, financial estimates such as the annual turnover directly impacted by the business unit, timescales for how quickly systems need to be recovered and restored, minimum inventories of office space, furniture, systems, and utilities, and office supplies to resume operations, and a host of other items that need to be addressed following a disruptive event. Now, once the interview results have been posted to the spreadsheet, the analysis can then proceed. Goals of the analysis are to identify the most critical business functions, the people, processes, and technology needed for that function to operate properly, and the timescales within which the business function must be recovered so that the organization can resume operations. Results of the BIA must be reviewed with and approved by senior management, because the results will then be used to formulate business continuity and disaster recovery strategies and plans. So as you can see, Anthony, there's a lot of work that goes into a BIA, and the amount of work you put into it, it generally will have a strong impact on the results you get.
Indeed. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for giving us a comprehensive overview there of business impact analyses. That's the end of the podcast, and thanks once again.
Thank you.